Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another exclusive podcast. I wanted to talk to you about something that's happening in the rescheduled Tokyo 2020 Olympics, which, as you know, are due to happen this summer, or at least theoretically happen this summer, COVID issues notwithstanding. And comes the news that Laurel Hubbard, the first transgender athlete, she's going to compete at the Olympics. New Zealand's Laurel Hubbard has become the first ever transgender athlete picked to compete at an Olympics. New Zealand, very woke country. Officials have selected Hubbard for the women's weightlifting team for Tokyo 2020. Hubbard had competed in men's events before coming out as a transgender in 2013. So in other words, Hubbard's, if you like, early years were in the men's weightlifting, but now she has moved across and is now in the women's. Hubbard is obviously very happy about this. She says she's grateful and humbled by the kindness and support that's been given to me by so many New Zealanders. And Hubbard will compete in the... Now, I've looked at Hubbard, and she's going to compete in the women's competition. Because this is a podcast, can't show you what Hubbard looks like, but pretty muscular. Let's put it like that there. Apparently, the 43-year-old became eligible to compete after the IOC in 2015 changed its rules, allowing transgender athletes to compete as a woman if their testosterone levels are below a certain threshold, testosterone being the hormone that increases muscle mass. So in this case, while Hubbard's testosterone levels are below that threshold, her critics state that Hubbard's participation in the Olympics is still unfair for female-born athletes. Well, I would say so. It'll be interesting in one way to watch what happens. Because as has been pointed out, there is a biological advantage to those who have gone through puberty as males, such as increased bone and muscle density. So it's not just all about testosterone. I mean, that is a fair point. Last month, apparently the Belgian weightlifter Anna van Belligen, who's competing in the same category, stated that if Hubbard were to compete in Tokyo, it would be unfair for women and like a bad joke. Van Belligen goes on to state that while she fully supports the transgender community, oh yes, you must do that, the principle of inclusion should not be at the expense of others. And this is the problem, I think, facing many women. They are finding that when these transgender sports people come into their given areas of athletics and sport, you know, it could be rugby, it could be weightlifting, could be, let me think about boxing, could be, I guess, you know, those areas where traditionally, I guess, males would have a superiority. But nonetheless, when these transgender athletes enter these fields, it makes it really, really difficult for women. You do not read very much about men's sport being threatened by transgender people coming into that. You don't tend to read about that very much. I'm not sure that's the thing. It's really one-way traffic. It really is all about women's sport. And it's so difficult this for some people because the woke brigade, they're very, very keen to support total inclusivity. And so if somebody says they're a woman, then they're a woman. Yeah, that's a more generic statement, but it is nonetheless almost an article of faith amongst the woke. But when it comes to sport, we have women, biological women, born women, who spend their whole lives training and putting in the long hours, all the training to excel in their given sphere of sport. And now in 2021, that excellence, if you like, in that dedication is being fundamentally erased by something which has very little to do with sport as such, and everything to do with identitarian politics. I happen to think this is really a very worrying development for women's sport. And as it happens, I support the idea of women's sport being for those who were born women and who remain women. That doesn't seem an outrageous statement, but in 2021, it probably will be seen by some as being such. However, we shall see what happens to Laurel Hubbard in Tokyo, assuming the Olympics goes ahead. It'll be interesting to see what those people competing around Laurel Hubbard think. And also the media treatment of Laurel Hubbard will be interesting to observe. Anyway, that's it for me, folks. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Speak with you soon.